Bringing a baby into the world is an unforgettable time for a family. Dignity Health is committed to providing personalized level of care, so the experience is the beginning of a lifetime of happy memories. Coming up, Dr. Pierre Scales joins me to talk about the Family Birth Center at Mercy Medical Center in Merced. He's a medical director for Laborist Services. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. I'm Cheryl Martin. Dr. Scales, tell us about the Family Birth Center at Mercy Medical Center and what makes it an attractive option.
I'm very excited to talk to you about our program and the services that we offer at Mercy Merced. The Family Birth Center is a welcoming and warm environment to give birth to your new little person. And we have a team of qualified doctors and nurses and other staff to make the patient experience as best as it can be.
What are some of the features of the birth center?
Our birth center is a modern birth center that has labor delivery recovery rooms, which mean that the expectant mom can deliver and recover in the same suite with her support person or family members as she gives birth to the baby. We also have associated with our Family Birth Center on the same unit a level 2 neonatal intensive care unit that is run by Valley Children's Hospital to provide additional support to babies that are either preterm or have other challenges that need assistance after the birth.
So if there are any complications, the birth mother doesn't have to have any concerns then?
Correct. We have a full team, and the pediatric component works very well with the obstetric or labor and delivery component to make sure not only the birth, but also the first few hours and days of the baby's life are off to a good start.
Do you offer classes for expectant mothers, expecting parents?
Yes, absolutely. We have, especially with COVID pandemic, we had to format to Zoom options, but we are now having in-person birth education classes that can be provided to the community so that our expectant families understand the services, the layout, the staff, and what they can anticipate for their happy event.
Talk about the National Perinatal Safety Guidelines and best practices that you follow, that your physicians follow, and how vital this is.
So the National Perinatal Safety Guidelines are tools to make sure that every birth experience is a positive, happy, and safe experience for the patient and her baby. And so Mercy Merced is committed and follows very closely these guidelines for perinatal safety in regards to management of high blood pressure, also called hypertension, and there are certain hypertension emergencies in pregnancy, such as preeclampsia, or an older term might be toxemia. Also for maternal hemorrhage, which is a significant cause of maternal morbidity or illness and complications. So we follow best practices for identification of excessive blood loss and immediate intervention and treatment to minimize the blood loss or to control it. And we also follow perinatal safety guidelines regarding management of shoulder dystocia, which is a complication that can occur when the baby's shoulders are not delivered after the head and are stuck in the maternal pelvis, or the bone structure doesn't allow the shoulders to come out easily. So all of these perinatal safety guidelines and others are included in our regular workflow and care that we provide to our patients.
So clearly safety is a top priority.
Absolutely. Our highest priority, as well as making sure that the patient feels valued, that her experience is important, and what she would like to experience during the process and having support persons with her and how she would like to labor are very strong concerns that we have.
And again, qualified OBGYN physicians are in-house 24 hours a day?
Yes, the Laborist program provides seamless care for patients throughout a 24-hour period. So there is always a board-certified OBGYN physician in the hospital to provide the care not only to patients who may present without a local doctor or clinician, but for patients who may have a local doctor who is busy in the office or is involved in a procedure or who, for whatever reason, couldn't be at the delivery when the baby presents. We are there to provide that additional support and safety to all laboring patients.
So how can an expectant mother ensure that her baby's birth takes place at the family birth center? What's required?
So many of our community providers have prenatal care programs that they can access prenatal care with one of our local family or obstetric providers. Also, there are clinics in our area or region that provide the prenatal care only and then refer to Mercy Medical Center for the delivery process. So we work with a variety of partners in the community, whether they are providing some of the inpatient component or whether they are only doing the prenatal care portion. Either one, we work with them to make sure their patient has a wonderful experience. Should a patient find herself in our local area and needs labor and delivery services, she would be welcome to present and we would take care of her regardless of having a private physician or not.
Can an expectant mother come by for a tour of the birth center?
Yes, and those are coordinated through our nursing leadership staff, and so those are arrange on a scheduled basis so that we have the right patient flow as well as visitor flow during the current restrictions after COVID.
And how many mothers can you accommodate in the family birth center?
Well, we have a surge plan when our capacity is nearing its maximum. And so generally, we can have 30 patients on our unit. That includes postpartum or after delivery, as well as laboring patients as well, and triage patients, patients who are being evaluated to see if they should stay and be admitted or whether it's safe for them to go home and await the labor process.
Dr. Scales, anything else you'd like to add about these services at Mercy Medical in Merced?
Yes, our patients have a wonderful opportunity to receive state-of-the-art care at Mercy Medical Center. The birth experience is a high priority for us. We have labor analgesia services, an important consideration for pain management in labor, and we have a well-qualified team of anesthesiologists who are there to provide epidural or regional anesthesia if the patient desires. And we other have other pain control modalities that are available, or if a patient wants a totally natural experience, we optimize that experience within the patient's desires as well. We also have very qualified labor and delivery staff, and our laborists are all board certified by the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology in labor and delivering babies, and all have at least 5 years experience that they bring not only to the technical skill but to the bedside and making sure that patients are comfortable and have the best experience possible.
Dr. Pierre Scales, thanks so much for discussing the personalized level of care offered to newborns and their mothers at the Family Birth Center. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For more information about the Family Birth Center at Mercy Medical Center, visit dignityhealth.org/Merced/maternity. That's dignityhealth.org/Merced/maternity. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. Check out the full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. Thanks for listening.